Chris Dunche yesterday, he sat in with sports, and I will contend that out of Dunche's segment, we got the best promo for this show that we've had in 9 months. If you missed it, here is the promo. This is all what happened on the air, and this has made me cry laughing. I had people coming up to us at the softball game on the other team talking about this promo.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
The Don Miller Morning Show.
On the sidelines with Calandro's neighbor and executive assistant, Dunche. Yo.
Let's do some stories.
Dunche's got all three of them right there, starting with the All-Star game last night. Read everything I highlighted there, Dunche. Get it going.
Houston, Texas. Roger Clemens was rocked by his sixth first inning run at the American League Power Pad, the National League 9-4 in the certified All-Star game in Houston. Many Ramirez and Alfonso
Soriano.
Homer off the rocket as the AL earned home field in the World Series. Houston, Texas. Texas Rangers second base Alfonso
Soriano.
What name Ted?
The John Miller Morning Show. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on 99X.
I heard it like 12 times. Every hour that it got to the 50, I would turn it and pray it was that sweep. I told Todd to play it for like 5 hours in a row. But Dunche, he has a girlfriend. They've been dating for 6 months, but the interesting thing is they've never met. But Dunche is a fan of extremely fat women. And this girl, Nina, is 250 pounds full of love and blubber, and he loves it.
What's funny about this is, like, Dunche and I were talking. I said, so, Dunche, you know, you like being in a relationship. Oh, man, I love it. I said, what do you like being in a relationship? He said, I love the relationship. I love the sex. I love the touching and holding and all that. And then we come to find out that they've never met.
Yeah.
So, a little conflict there.
Sometimes it doesn't matter
right.
In a young man's
in
life.
In his mind.
Yes.
Right.
Mentally, they have hugged and done all the rest. And then the sex has been fantastic mentally.
And the relationship between Dunche and his girlfriend is only half as interesting as the relationship between Dunche and Calandro. I think we'll all agree to that.
Like,
You know what it is? It's very Dahmer-like. You know how Jeffrey Dahmer, he used to, like, he would, like, abduct these kind of wandering young boys who came from broken homes or single parent homes, sometimes parentless homes, and they were looking for somebody to reach out to, and he would get them in his apartment and do all kinds of things. This is in that field. This is in that area.
Yeah, because who picks up guys? And I know, whatever, like, Calandro's not gay, he
right.
says, but, like, who, like, goes out and, like, meets guys and, like, brings them around and stuff. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I applaud Calandro. I'll give him all the props in the world for bringing Dunche into our lives.
Yes, he hit a home run with Dunche.
But it's just kind of weird. Like, he's like, Dunche was always watching TV and stuff, and they would talk. And then, you know, the next step is, like, inviting him up to your room. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. But Dunche and Nina meet tomorrow, 7 a.m. on the Don Miller Morning Show. We've got them a limousine. They're going to be going out to McCormick and Schmitz downtown. They're going to be going to the Braves game, where they should have wonderful tickets. We are left with a bit of quandary because I don't have any idea from 8 o'clock when we're done with their segment in the morning until 5 o'clock when they go out for dinner what we're going to do with them. But suffice it to say, it will be wonderful. Perhaps they should meet in the morning and then we should get the limousine for them back and they should pick them both up to go on the date.
Yeah,
but that's a conversation for off the air.
Maybe Calandro can just chaperone them around town all day.
Actually, Sebastian has been enlisted to do all that.
Oh,
so he's going to have a wonderful time. He volunteered himself. So Dunche tomorrow is going to meet Nina. Also, Fat Kid getting drunk tomorrow. So it's going to be a wonderful show. Parade Kid, he's a wonderful man. We'll talk to him and find out how his quest for stardom's going. After these, it's the Don Miller Morning Show, saving bits for Monday on 99X.
It's what other shows aspire to be.
Represent the Don Miller Morning Show
on 99X. 99X presents.